Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. And for the other ones that really want to know, it's the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back! Yes, I'm excited to be back this week. We have a lot to talk about. I want to thank all of my listeners. That's what I do first. All of my followers. I appreciate you. And as for the snoopers, know what I say? Kiss butt. And that's what we're going to talk about first. Nosy people. You know, it aggravates me, and I know it aggravates many others. Someone to be nosy and want to know everything that you're doing, but they keep everything hushed up. Well, all you got to tell them is kiss butt. Now, I don't know your language, but tell them to kiss you behind, because while they're snooping into your business, they are wasting time. You're moving on with your life. That's what I have to say about snoopers, nosy people. Okay, we got vindictive people. Now, a part of vindictiveness is after an argument, you know that, oh, it depends on the person's personality. And let's say you have a Facebook page, and you have gotten in an argument, and if they're close friends, relatives, husband, or wife, well, one of them will stay friends to your page. Ha-ha. Know what that's for? To snoop. To find out what you're doing. Well, if you're one of those people, you really need to stop doing it because it's over with. It is so sad and pitiful that you are spying that way or going to a friend's page to spy in another way. So either way, you're shrewd. And now rituals to fix nosy people, where they're going about their business and leave you alone. Slippery am is a part of that ingredient. You know, there's a lot going on with this world. And some people need to sit back and think before they open that mouth or make that move. You don't sit back and judge others. You see somebody one time, and you got something bad to say about them. Well, I can understand having something bad to say about them if they're bothering you. But just to sit there and judge is no good. Because no one judges us but God. And those are true words. T-shirts with it on there. Rings, bracelets. No one judges me but God. Slandering. Do not talk about a person's religion, what they're doing, or sexual preferences, or other things, because slander is a crime. You know, people have been taken to court for slander for the longest time, and it's becoming a big issue, and it's being talked about heavily. Slander. See, when you slander someone, it comes back to you, and then you're talked about. Think about that. You're going to be talked about anyway if they decide to go to the magistrate's office. And slippery elm is in a ritual for gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are attacked every single day by the devil. The ones that's trying to live right, trying to go the right way. We're not perfect. But we get attacked. That's what Satan does. But the ones that's going on that low road, the wrong path, they're not even noticing it. They think that everything is going fine for them. And Satan pulls them into the biggest mess. And most of the time, you can't get out of it. He's going to leave you hanging, and he's going to laugh at it. And some people he's already laughing at now. And speaking of that, religion, please don't let stupid people ruin everything you have. I know it's so hard. They'll make you lose all the religion that you have because no one is taking the crap anymore. They're getting back at you in many ways. It could be coming at you personally, or it could be spiritual. And when they come at you spiritually, that's where the work comes in on this part. Like I mentioned last week, about people trying to do stuff to people for years and years, and they never get their results. They never see the person fall. Have you ever thought that this person has God in their life? Have you ever thought that this person has someone working for them? You never know. When you open speaking about the mouth, let me be clear. You don't know who you're talking to. That could be the worker itself. You don't know who they know. They could be the worker. They could be hitting in too. That's something to think about. That's something to really try to go across. You know, many things are done through magic and conjuring, rituals. All forms of magic have different rituals for different things. I mean, everything. Let's go into everything. Let's bring up court case. I brought up a court case last week. But anyone that has a court case, do you know that a needle can be used? At sunrise, Psalm 109 is read. There we go. There's the Bible. Psalm 109 is read. And you look into the sea, and you thread that needle, a white thread. And you say these words, Lord, have mercy on me. But it has to be done through morning stress. Okay, there's a conjure tip. People are begging for more conjure tips. Well, that won't hurt you. See, I don't give out conjure tips that may backfire in your face. I don't give out conjure tips that will land you in the hospital or worse. I always come straight with what I say, but I'm careful when it comes to this work because when you're tampering with black magic, when you're tampering with white magic, voodoo, witchcraft, sanctuary, demonology, Satanism, all of the above, Haitian voodoo, you have to be careful. Calling upon spirit. We have people that's trying to destroy other people, but blowing the graveyard dust in their own yard. See, they're supposed to take care of what's supposed to be their enemy, their neighbor, but they don't realize they're bringing trouble upon themselves. When you call upon a spirit, you're supposed to know how to send it back. Or you have trouble. You have disturbed them. So you have to know how to put them back peacefully. If you don't, there's trouble in your household and everything else. Work, it affects everything. Someone pregnant has ill will, terrible mind, trying to lash out at the world. For whatever reason. When you are pregnant, please be careful if you are tampering with this work. Like I have said, you cannot pick this up reading. You cannot pick this up on DVD. You can't take a class for it. You have to have that knowledge, that skill, that gift. And I hope that everyone is understanding that. And to the ones that say, oh, well, I need to tell you, I saw this, I dreamed this, Oh, I've just heard this. Well, most of what you hear whispered in your ear is the devil. This is for the ones that's not practicing. You're hearing the devil, and it's not long before you do something that you will regret, all in due time. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about lust. Lust is the most deadliest sin that anyone could commit. Everybody's in lust in the heat. Everybody's angry in this heat. But lust is big factor here. Many men are lusting after women that do not want them. They are pushing themselves on a woman that do not want them. Okay, and there's some women doing this too. I'm not putting on all you men, but it's women doing this too. When they see they can't win naturally, then they want work done. Do you know that when you take somebody three wheel away, they will hate you as much as they thought that they loved you? Did you even know that? So before you go and get this work done, you better sit down and think about the consequences. There's a backfire to that. Now, if this person really does have any feeling for you, then it probably won't be a consequence. But you're going to have trouble throughout that relationship. Married men, all the women who want somebody else's husband, somebody else's fiance, somebody else's boyfriend, do you know that feelings are involved in that relationship? And you are tampering? You shouldn't tamper with anybody else's relationship. Shit. Go out there and get your own. Or is it that you can't get your own? Me and other people I know would not want to go out and tamper with somebody else's property. I call it property. You know, one person can make it bad for everybody else. And we have so much brutality around here to where it's ridiculous. It's unreal. Brutality. Example. Okay, Marvin, I don't want to talk to you. In a few minutes, Marvin is back with a gun because you said you didn't want to talk to him. Okay, brutality. Sitting across the street, talking about your neighbors trying to start a fight with some of the stuff that you say is verbal abuse. And sometimes, you know, people want to jump you for that. People really want to knock your block off, if you get what I'm talking about. There's many reasons that people come to me, and I just named some of them. So to those abuse that are doing this, you really need to stop. Because there are some of us workers that really do not like people like you. Now, if you have questions about any of my topics or any situation, you are more than welcome to contact me after the show. And I will gladly repeat it again. So let's move to something else. I'm bringing this up again because it's still irritating some of us. Trying to save children. You have gone through things with your children, and you see something going on with somebody else's children, and you're trying to warn the parents, and they're changing the subject, or they're clearing out that, no, my child wouldn't do this. Her wouldn't do that. You don't know. You don't know what Hannah has in his mind. But I see that in 6 months, there's a young man, 3 to 6 months, There's a young man that's going to suffer for all that he's done to his family. Even though there are some peaceful days, he's going to suffer. The Bible says, honor thy mother and thy father, and your days shall be long here on this earth. There hasn't been an honor in a long time. You know, parents and grandparents, father, yes, want peaceful days. Peaceful night. A day that's gone by where you don't have to hear your so-called grown child's mouth yakking off at you, hurting your feelings. And I have done work for people in this situation. They need a peace in their home. And they got it. So, my point is, there is work for everything. Well, let's move into this. 2 weeks from now, we're supposed to be having a media show. And it's supposed to be seen almost everywhere. If not here, it's coming. There's another one. And we're supposed to have an asteroid shower. Oh, yeah, an asteroidal storm. And that's the best time to get work done. Good work, and, of course, bad work, too. So I just wanted to enlighten everyone about that. But along with that, you have to make sure that the moon is in the right space so that you can get the results that you want. All right. I hate bringing this up because it was a mess made on the lowest path, but two women and two men to get there. But I just want to talk because maybe it will help somebody. Please be careful what you do if you're in this category. There's a lot of diseases going around. There's a lot of things that kill you when you go that way now. Heterosexual, yes, there are a lot of diseases because you don't know what that person did, what they've been doing. But when it comes to the state, they don't understand that what they're doing is an abomination. And the wages of sin is death. Let's move away from that because I'm getting carried away. When someone offers you something out of the kindness of their heart, even if you don't want it, take it. Say thank you. Because there are some big-hearted people in this world. They just want to do good things for other people. I want to say that because I've seen some very unappreciative people in the last 5 to 6 months. Parents who have your parents in your business trying to take over your life, more than likely they've been doing it all your life anyway. It's time for you to put your foot down. It's time for you to get away from them. If you can't get away from them, oh, you can make them stay away from your house. There's rituals for that, too. There's conjures for that, too. Make them stay away from you. It can get so bad to where if you see each other in public, you won't speak. But, you know, God fixes everything. When you wrong somebody, it is going to come back to you. One way or the other. You have to think. Nobody seems to be thinking these days. Let's go into workers' walk. When you get your worker and you start with them and you lie and say, oh, I did what you told me to do, we know it. You know how we know? Because you're still in misery. We can see that. You still haven't gotten any results. Things are moving slowly. Yes, indeed, we do know. I want to put that out there, too. You're not fooling us, so I don't know what your problem is. And if you think you're in trouble with a worker, more than likely they have done something to strike you behind. There's no need of saying, no, everything all right here, because I know it's not. Me and others. There's something else. You know, like I said, we put our lives on the line for you guys. The least that you can do is do what is asked of you. The least you can do is communicate. If you don't keep the lines of communication open, then what kind of case is it? See, we have to know what's going on in order to help you. What did we miss? What do we need to go back and do? What do you need to go back and do? And it's usually not bad, but people make it that way. Like I said, one person can make it bad for everybody else because some of us change the way that we do things. When we would have worked with people, or we change our minds on it. We change our minds about working with people the way that we did. Especially those of us that have a heart. There's a lot of people out here that need us. But if people BS around, then we change up because we don't have time to go through this. Getting in touch with your spirituality is very easy. Some say, I don't know how to pray. Some say, I don't know how to read the Bible. Start with a thank you. Start with, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, God. And you're going to go from there. God wants your praise. If you don't praise him now, you will praise him later. One way or the other. But see, later might be in a bad situation. Later might be after a car accident you made it through. Later might be after a court case, probably something you didn't do, and you didn't go to jail. You might be thanking him later. He's going to make you thank him one way or the other. Not only to workers and clients, everybody that's listening in and everybody on this earth. If you open your eyes, you are blessed. If you're breathing, you are blessed. If you're moving your hands, you're blessed. If you're moving your toes, you're blessed. Blessings is not always money. Blessings is not always a man. Think about the little things. Those little things right there are big things. But some of you don't understand that. Hurt family members. Fall behind your family's back, your blood, and do dirty, underhanded things. Because bad things may come to you. It might strike you so hard, you might not be able to get up in a long time. People are not playing anymore. See, sometimes people be asking for Satan. My word is, oh, you're asking for Satan? Now you get it. See, that's what somebody said. You got people flying on children. They feel like if they mess with your children with magic, that will hurt you. It'll look like a normal problem. No, some problems are not normal. Children are very vulnerable. They are vulnerable even when they're in the womb, even when the mother is carrying them. And then they grow up in life and they have such a hard time and don't know where it's coming from. Sometimes the whole family is cursed over something stupid. It curses the rest of the children. It comes into the family. And then you have a mess. And there's a ritual that will unblock that family. Take a few depends on who you're working with. I'm not here to step on anybody's toes. I'm not here to aggravate, annoy, make anybody angry. I tell it straight. And I hope that I haven't stepped on anyone's toes, but it is what it is. I want you to get that. And another time, another day, I'm saying, please keep the root worker's name out of your mouth. Please keep the gift's name out of your mouth. Please keep the social's name out of your mouth. If you call a genius, please keep the genius name out of your mouth. Don't make the root worker's name a household name. Children listen to things and they go back to talk. Please. And if you're so lucky to have someone like this and passed in or fifth generation, how is it just your family? Don't take advantage of that either. Just because that's your family don't mean that they need to cater to you all the time. Because we are very busy all the time. It's not just certain times of the year. We have cases that we have to work on all the time because people are keeping their stuff going. And I hope that that's understood. About the churches, you know, if one or two people have a problem opening up the church, first it was the tank, now it's the backlog on carpet and other things that's going in the church. That's nothing but Satan for one, but for the other, because you're messing up. It's because you're playing around and you're doing evil things to people. You're missing people. So I would like for you to think about that. The one that's trying to open the church. You know, the church is somewhere that you go to fellowship and hear the word of God. Yes, it is. It's not for gossip. It's not for man shopping, woman shopping. It's not for that. It's not just go and see what somebody else have on. It's not that. The Bible says, God said, come as you are. So why sit there every someone comes through the door and turn all the way around in your seat? Some of you, your head turn around like an owl. All the way around just to see what somebody got on. And if it's cheaper than yours, sometimes the cheaper stuff looks better than what you have on. So stop showing that. You are there to hear the word of God. I think that I have gotten that point across, because that is what I just talked about. If I go up in there in a bikini, nobody's going to turn around and look at it. I can't as I was. Example, I'm not going to go to church in a bikini, y'all. Please. But anyways, we have a few seconds. And I would like to say, I hope that everybody enjoys the rest of their weekend. Please stay cool out of the seat. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your week. I know that there's some very high temperatures coming. Please keep yourself cool. Keep yourself safe. And think about what I have said on this weekend. So to my loving family, I love you very much, and I'm proud of you. Until next week, goodbye, everybody.